the palms of your hands together. Lift your elbows parallel to the wrists. Nice tall posture, looking inward. And we'll begin with the mantra, Ung, O-N-G. Ung, Namo, Gurudev, Namo. Three times. This is to tune in with your individual vibration, to tune in with the collective vibration, us as a group, and to also tune into the vibration of all the great teachers, all of the wisdom throughout time that we can tap into in this moment, in every moment. Ung Namo, Gurudev Namo means I bow to the wisdom within myself. Exhale. Deep breath in. Ung Namo Gurudev Namo. Ung yourself, maybe to Mother Earth. Feel into it. And then you can open your eyes whenever you feel comfortable. So welcome. My name's Greg. I'll be guiding you through the Kundalini Yoga practice today. And it's kind of an overcast day, and so not sure if the sun's going to come out today, but we're going to create some nice, beautiful energy from within ourselves. And then each of us get to leave like little radiant suns into Ubud with all of our interactions with ourselves and with each other. We can never underestimate the power that a simple, kind action has to another person. Like the guy at Starbucks, or the person buying nasi goreng, or the cab driver. And how many times in our lives have we been maybe in a lower place, lower energy, and some interaction with another person who was really uplifting or said a kind word actually changed our day. And maybe we didn't even notice. It was just that tiny little thing, like the little snowball that became a bigger snowball that became a large snowball. And so you here to do your practice this morning is really, really amazing and has a direct effect on the world, as in your own world, but then also the world with each other that we're all sharing and co-creating. So thank you. Pat yourself on the back. just forgetting to your yoga mat. It's like first victory. It's like, I'm done. Go home. So today we'll be doing a really beautiful kriya. And the kriya is for expanding or connecting with the magnetic field of the heart center, which is a really major a major organ in ourselves, but a major energy center, a major emotional center. Our hearts process a lot of stuff. And we'll leave it at that. Pretty self-intuitive or self-explanatory. And this Kriya helps to move energy below and above, but it focuses more on the heart. So the muscles, the tendons, the joints, shoulders, but also the meridians that come to the heart. Whenever we work with the heart, sometimes when we work with the heart, depending on the state of things, you might feel some emotions in practice, and it's really beautiful to release some of maybe the heavier emotions that we've been carrying for a while. So be kind, loving, compassionate with yourself, with whatever may arise. And then also not having an expectation. Just like be present in the moment, feel what comes up. If you need to take a break, take a break. We practice with our eyes closed, facilitating introspection. So individually, your own practice, supported collectively with others doing their own practice. We all can go inward. Come up to a standing position. And let's begin. Toes face forward, come to the top of your mat. Do any initial loosenings that you need. Take a few deep breaths here. And then, hands down by the sides. Inhale, reach your arms forward and all the way up. Deep breath in. Exhale, forward and down. Inhale, all the way up. Exhale, down. Inhale, up. Exhale, down. Close your eyes and keep going on your own. You can go faster, you can go slower. Stretch your arms to the sky, spread your fingers, two deep breaths, get as tall as you can. Tuck your tail, lean back a bit, release your hands, exhale. Excellent. Interlace your fingers behind you. Roll your shoulders backwards, stand very straight. Lift your chest, but then lift your arms up as high as you can. Breathe full breath into your upper lungs. Keep lifting your chest, keep lifting your arms behind you. Tuck your tail. Tuck your chin. Bring your feet wider and stagger yourselves forward and back from your neighbors. Feet outside of your mat. Toes out on an angle like a V. Bend your knees pretty low, like you're squatting. Spine straight. Inhale, right arm lifts. Exhale, upper body arcs out to the left. Inhale, left arm up. Exhale to the right. Get a good rhythm, good breath. Thank you.
Close your eyes.
See if you can breathe a little bit deeper and make the movements a little faster. So the momentum of the movement starts taking more of the movement than thinking about it. Relax your face. Relax your forehead. You got it. Stand all the way up, legs straight, toes straight. Lift up. Stay here. Two deep breaths. Palms together. Interlace your fingers. Turn your palms open. Palms facing up. Bend your elbows a little bit. Pull your arms backwards and then press your arms straight diagonally back more. Drop your head back if you like. Forward. Nice wide legs. Bend your knees. Interlace your fingers behind you. Let your arms hang forward. Bend your knees a lot to let your upper body hang. And you can do a little bit of swaying here if you like. Whatever feels right. Breathe. Breathe into your shoulders. Perfect. Hands on the floor. Bring your feet wider apart. Toes face forward. You can bend your knees here so your hips and spine are parallel to the floor. Bring your right palm on the floor. Inhale, left arm up. Exhale, left arm down. Keep going. Inhale up, exhale down. You can do one side only, or you can switch sides, it's up to you. We'll end up doing both sides all together. Great big breath here. Lift your heart. So when you're breathing in, you're lifting the heart, stretching the arm. Nice. Reach your left arm to the sky. Lift all the way up. Press down your right hand. Bend your knees a bit. Sink your hips back as you pull the heart forward. Reach your left hand behind you to your right thigh. Press into the thigh to roll your shoulder open more. Breathe. Reach your bottom right ear forward. Turn your chin. Bow down. Exhale. Very good. And then, left hand presses down. Inhale, right arm up. Go for it. Deep breath in. Exhale down. Either just the right arm lifting and coming down, or if you did both, do both. So you're breathing up and down again. When you inhale, reach your arm up. When you exhale, the arm down. Coordinate your breath with the movement. Good job. Close your eyes. Go into it. Reach your right arm to the sky. Close your eyes. Long, deep breath. Bend your knees a little more. Send your hips back.
Right arm reaches behind you, bend the elbow, hooking to your left thigh. Roll your chest open. Left ear forward. Turn your chin. Smile. Inhale, lift up. Both hands down. Come onto your hands and knees. Good job, everyone. Ground through your palms. Inhale, arch your back. Exhale, round. Inhale, arch. Exhale, round. Continue on your own, a few rounds. See if you can get some more breath moving. Breath carries prana. Breathing helps to break the patterns of the mind movement. Relax your face. Come to a neutral spine. Press to downward facing dog. Hips up and back to the sky. You can bend your knees if you need to, sending your hips higher. Let your head hang all the way. Come to a high plank. One full breath, suck in your belly. Knees to the floor. Keep your hips up in the air. Lower your chin and chest to the floor between your hands, just outside the chest. Turn your head to the left. One round of the Brahmari, sound of the humming bee. Or the sound of the bumblebee, excuse me. Deep breath in. Right. Deep breath in. Yourself an actual hug. Perhaps give each knee a little kiss. And relax. Straight legs, straight arms. Back is sore, a bolster underneath your knees.
connect with yourself, and more specifically, feel into your heart. Just feel there. Yoga is a technology. It works on the various energy centers, the various glands, the various systems of the body. Allow your mind to just relax, to experience the effect of the yoga. Through direct experience, faith, trust, and the practice comes. For today, just experience. Be the experiencer. Take a great big breath in. Exhale. Ah. Very good. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Stretch your arms over your ears. Inhale, stretch. Big breath. Relax, exhale. Turn to the right side. Come up to a seated position with cross legs and stagger yourselves front and back from your neighbors. One of you is a little forward, one of you is a little bit backwards. We use a breath called the breath of fire. Vastrika, done by breathing in and out quickly and vigorously through the nose so that your inhale matches your exhale, like so. Okay, inhale and exhale are equal with each other. If you're pregnant, don't do the breath of fire. If you have migraine headache or sinus issues, take it very gentle. And if you have a high blood pressure, take it very gently. Remember, we want to grow over time. No aggression. Don't force yourself. As it grows over time, include more and more capacity. Or expand your capacity. Reaching the arms up, bring your fingers and thumbs tight like a paddle or like a blade. If you need to look here, right? Thumbs and fingers tight like a karate chop. And then the palms are facing upward, or diagonally up, as the arms straighten out. So the arms are straight out like a V, thumbs tight with the fingers, straight blades all the way through, no space between your thumbs, fingers. Like you're holding a big giant ball with straight arms. Close your eyes, sit tall, relax your face, bring your inner awareness to your third eye. Begin breath of fire. Just 1 minute here, charging up. The straighter your elbows are, the more direct line to your heart. Try your best. Stretch the V of your heart. Lift your heart. your arms exactly where they are. Exhale all the way. Listen carefully. Take a full breath in. Hold your breath. Keep stretching the arms. Press your belly forward and backward 16 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Exhale. Keep your arms up. Keep your arms right up. Repeat. Deep breath in. Hold the breath, pump 16 times while holding your breath. Best you can. Make sure to exhale calmly. Keep straightening the V of the chest. Breathe into it, close the eyes. Continue. About 2 minutes. Stretch, 15 seconds. Deep breath in. Hold it, stretch. Exhale, release the arms. Just for a moment, pause, look inward. Come forward, sit on your heels. If it's unavailable, just try your best, maybe on a bolster, block. Stagger yourselves from your neighbors. Arms reach straight out to the left and right, parallel to the floor. Press straight through the elbows, straight through the wrists, and then relax your fingers down. Relax your hands, floppy, but press through the wrists. Stretching that heart line. Okay. Press out. Close your eyes. Shoulders relaxed. Straight spine. Awareness to your third eye. Go inward. Begin breath of fire. 2.5 minutes. Continuing charging up the heart line. You're clearing the space here. The straighter your elbows, the more effective the kriya. Press through the wrists, but let the hands go floppy. Make sure the inhale is equal to the exhale. It's not just exhaling. In, out, in, out, in, out. Enjoy the challenge. Beautiful opportunity to go inward. breath. There you go. Reach that imaginary inner limitation. It's just the mind. Stretch your heart more. You're doing amazing. Radiating lines of energy. 30 seconds left. Home stretch. Still sitting on your heels. Bring your straight arms behind you. Just try your best here. Fingers facing backwards, or on a diagonal backwards. And your torso is at about a 60 degree angle from the floor. Drop your head back. If it's available, you can sink into your shoulders. Holding the breath, stretching the belly forward and back, forward, back, forward, back. When it's time for you to exhale, just calmly exhale and then repeat. Minute and a half here. Practice kindness with yourself. Take one giant breath in. Hold it. Stay here. Exhale, relax your head back. Now you can stay at 60 degrees or simply walk the arms back about half a meter so your upper body is at 30 degrees with the arms straight backward. Much as you can, you'll feel a big stretch in the armpits here. Head drops back, head can lift if you need to, and continue on your inhale, full breath in. Hold your breath, pump the belly. Make sure you're exhaling calmly.
line of energy flowing through you. Feel the inner space, inner lines.
Deep breath in.
Stay where you are.
Relax into it. Exhale.
Eyes closed. Come up. Come forward. And right away, come into a child's pose with your arms forward. Forehead on or close to the floor. You can have your forehead on a block if you need to. Bring the palms of your hands together, but don't cross your thumbs. Guru Prasad, the offering, prayer hands. Palms of your hands together, prayer hands. Connect the left and the right channel. Don't cross your thumbs. Just be here. Begin long, deep breathing.
If possible, stretch your arms a little straighter. Keep the palms together.
Long, deep breathing. All the way inhale. All the way exhale.
Focus on the third eye. Stay in the posture.
Vibrating the inner pituitary neon.
Repeat after me. I'll make four sounds in a rhythm, and then you respond in that rhythm. Just listen.
Ung, ung, ung.
Ung.
And then you.
Ung. Ung. So hung, so hung, so hung, so hung, so hung,
so hung, so hung,
so hung. Ung. Ung.
Straight legs, reach forward, two-piece fingers and thumbs of each hand, hook your big toes right up to the knuckles, press the tips of the thumbs into the toenails, reach your spine long, long deep breathing, 1 minute. Be totally present with yourself here. Exhales, long inhales. Expand your breath. Relax your mind. Lengthen your spine. Deep inhale. Let your head relax. Exhale. Sit up. Legs stay straight. Keep your eyes closed if you can. If you need to look forward at what we're doing here, your hands will come close to your hips a little bit backwards. Fingers face forward. You lift into the Purvottanasana, or the platform, lifting your hips all the way up. And then you do breath of fire. Just observe first, or observe in the mind's eye. Breath of fire, lifting the hips, straight platform, straight legs. We do that for 30 seconds in a still position. And then 30 seconds, you walk your straight legs out and in to the midline. Still in the platform, hips high, walking the legs out, out, in, in. Okay? Get ready for the first 30 seconds. Close eyes, point your toes, lift up, and begin breath of fire, nice and strong. Lift your hips higher. Use your back muscles. You can drop your head back. Spread your fingers more. Really ground the energy of your hands. Point your toes. 10 seconds here. Inner smile. Stay here. Keep doing breath of fire. Walk your leg out and in. Out and in. Breath of fire. Possible to lift the hips higher. Five seconds. Three, two. Inhale, lift your hips. Right away, sit down, exhale. Bend your knees if you need to. Reach forward. Grab your big toes. Come right into the clasp of the toes. Slide your hips back. Long, deep breath. Long, deep breathing. Massage out any aggression in your breathing. Let the breath be so wide and eliminate the tension, the aggression. Inhale. Let your head hang. Exhale. Eyes closed. Come up, inhale, bend your knees a little bit, hips a little forward, and lay on your back. Exhale. Completely relax. About 3 minutes here. You can use a bolster under your knees if you need to. Good job. Much as you can. Never judge. No judgment. Just anytime you notice the mind wandering outside, just bring it back. As much as you can, practicing staying present with your experience. The answers are in you. The information, the wisdom is in you. Relax every muscle. Relax your breathing. Relax your arms and legs. What do you feel? What's alive for you in this moment? sensations are integrated between the next few kriyas. So we do a kriya, we relax. We do a kriya, we relax. Take a deep breath in. Relax. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Stretch your arms to the back of the room. Inhale, stretch, big breath. Maybe touch a foot, that's okay. Exhale, sit up or roll to the side and sit up. Your right leg stays straight. Bend your left knee out to the side. The sole of your left foot comes into your right thigh, like Janushakasana. If it's available, sit on to your left heel. So the ball of your heel is pressing up against the Mula Bandha through the perineum, the muscle group between anus and genitals. Turn your body towards the right foot. Lengthen your spine. Walk your hands forward, and if possible, right two fingers poke the right big toe. Press your thumb into the fat, flat big toenail. And then left hand wraps around. Double pinch thumbs into the toenail like you're pressing a little TV screen. Feel that pinch. Stretch your body. Lengthen your spine. Don't let your head hang. Long spine through the crown. Listen carefully to this inner instruction. It's an inner process. Take a deep breath in. Stay nice and long. Pinch the toe. You have the external pose set up. Exhale completely. Close your eyes. Exhale all the way. Hold your breath out. Bring your awareness to your pelvic floor. Squeeze up, draw up on the pelvic floor about 5% for 8 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. Gently release the pelvic floor. Inhale, get longer. Keep the length. Exhale all the way. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Bring your awareness to the pelvic floor. Hold your breath out. Draw up on the pelvic floor. Count to 8 seconds. Inner stillness. You release it. You inhale. Keep going. Repeat that process. The Maha Mudra. The great seal of yoga. The beneficial effects of this technique fill volumes, pages. Try not to let your head round down. Straight spine. Reach the very top of your head, 1 millimeter longer. Your hips a little bit back more. A little bit of a stretch in the leg. A little bit softer face. Your awareness a little more present. Breath in, get longer. Bow down now, let your head hang, let your elbows go loose. Just let everything go floppy for a moment. Inhale, sit up, eyes closed. Straighten your legs, slight bend of the knees, slide the hips a little forward, and then lay it on your back. Lay everything back, let it all go. Thank you. back is sore, bolster under your knees, otherwise straight legs on the floor. Palms are open next to your hips. Tuck your shoulders under you. So the hands are in the receptive open position. Relax. Subtle flow of energy within you. Let your awareness be very relaxed and present. Take a deep breath in. Deep exhale. Straight legs on the floor. Bring your legs together. Knees, feet touching, and straight legs on the floor. Straight legs on the floor. Reach your arms straight to the back of the room. Spread your fingers. Palms facing the ceiling, press the back of your hands into the floor with straight arms. See if you can actually press the back of the hands into the floor with straight arms. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. You can bend your knee if you need to. Get ready. Eyes closed. Find those inner lines. Perpendicular. Begin breath of fire. 1 minute. Let your mind
open to the experience. Let go of inner resistance. Over time, stretch the legs totally straight, reaching the upper heel, the bottom heel, longer, reaching the arms more. Slight tuck of the chin. This helps to balance prana and apana, the upward and downward flowing energies. 10 seconds. Three, two, inhale. Lower your leg, exhale. Leave that side completely behind. Let it all go. Lift your left leg up. Get ready. 1 minute. Begin breath of fire. Inhale matches the exhale. Make sure the sound of your inhale is equal to the sound of the exhale. One is not louder. Good job. Keep it up. You're doing awesome. 20 seconds. Can you reach your spine longer? Inhale deeply. Lower your leg. Exhale. Legs straight. Feet together. Point your toes. Keep the arms the way they are. Now engage your core. If you need to, you can have your hands kind of underneath your butt, but try to have the arms where they are. The level of a pop can, the level of a cell phone, it's only like 4 inches, 5 inches. Lift your feet just off the floor, just a little bit, close to the floor. Begin breath of fire. 1 minute, commit yourself. It goes by quickly. Press your lower back to the floor. To bend your knees, do so. Try to have straight lines. Breathe stronger. More focus on the breath. You got it. Legs are off the floor here. Legs are off the floor. Feel your core muscles. Five seconds. Go a little stronger. Three, two, stay in the pose. Inhale. Relax everything. Hands down by the sides, palms open. Let it all flow through you. Become an open vessel. Let it all flow.
Sun and moon. The times of stillness
are equally as important as the times of action. Take a deep breath in. Nice exhale. You can stay laying here. You can visualize in your mind's eye, or if you want, you can prop up on your elbows and actually see what I'm doing.
You'll be lifting in a moment. Option to have the legs up, holding the thighs and legs apart. If you can, lifting into a shoulder stand. But maybe just observe the legs. Legs are straight upwards and then straight wide apart. So you're not opening the legs over top of you to the floor. The legs are straight up and then straight out. So you feel stretching in the groin, not the hamstrings. Get ready.
Might need to stagger forward or backwards. Find the space, no worries. Lift your legs straight to the ceiling. So point them straight up and then straight to the sides. So the inner arches of your feet are pointing almost to the ceiling, aligned with the ceiling. Get ready. Close your eyes. Get comfortable. Begin breath of fire. Feel stretching in the groin. Find a kind and committed focus. Go inward, close your eyes, strong breath of fire. This works directly on the thyroid gland. If you have thyroid issues, this will help get a lot of circulation there. Master gland of the body, very connected with the heart function. In, out, in, out, in, out. Let your face be even calmer. Feel your belly pumping, organs pumping. Posture, deep breath in. Calmly exhale, bend the knees. Hold your back and lower yourself slowly to the floor. Don't take any other pose. Lay right on your back. Straighten the legs. Straighten the arms. Palms open. Keep your eyes closed. Go in. Nice flush of energy. Relax your forehead, eyebrows, eyeballs, jaw, ears, neck, shoulders, elbows, hands, upper back, middle back, lower back, tailbone, groin, relax your belly, whole hips, thighs, knees, calves, feet, relax. Awareness back. Take a deep breath in. Nice exhale. Reach your arms straight up to the ceiling. Palms facing each other like you're holding a block over your chest. Don't move the arms. Try to keep them in this alignment, in this position. Legs straight, bring your legs together on the floor. On your inhalation, lift your head up, bring your chin to your chest. Breathe in, long, deep breath. Keep your arms where they are. On your exhale, head relaxes to the floor and lift the feet off the floor just 6 inches. Not too high, just a bit. Relax your feet to the floor. Inhale, head up. Breathe in. Head down. Exhale, lift your feet. Head on the floor when you lift your feet. Inhale, just the head lifts. Feet on the floor. Exhale, just the feet lift. Head on the floor. Go back and forth with long, deep breath. Keep your hands facing each other over your heart. So you're holding that central column of energy lightly with your hands. Deep, deep breath here, yogis.
send these waves of kind movements through yourself. Breathe slowly and deeply. Long inhale as you lift your head. Long exhale, the head totally relaxes as you lift your feet. Try to relax each end completely when the other is lifting. This helps to reset the energy of the spine. Really good for muscular alignment. Relax your face. Take a deep breath in and release everything down. Exhale. Let it all go. Let the arms drape down the sides. Palms are so soft here. Feet soft. And receive. Luxurious breath. Relax every fiber. Calmly and gently come up to a seated position. Cross your left forearm across you at the solar plex and cross the right forearm over and just gently hold the elbows. It's really gentle. Sitting tall, let the arms be relaxed. And begin rolling your neck in one direction slowly, calmly. Switch directions.
Exhale, tilting with a straight spine. Maybe quarter, halfway, or all the way. Forehead to the floor. That's one. Big inhale up. Exhale, tilt forward. That's two. Do eight more. Allow the energy. Pull, gently stretching the breath energy along the whole length of your spine. Deep below your tailbone to far beyond your crown. When you're finished, number 10, sit straight, loosen everything up, let your hands relax on your knees, palms open, connect your pointy finger and thumbs, lift your heart. Meditate by chanting together. Simple words. God and me, me and God are one. The divine exists in absolutely every one of us, in every dewdrop, in every moment. We're all connected at the heart. Just about 5 minutes. Join if you're comfortable. Vibrating. Listen for the melody. Join with me. God and me, me and God are one. Together. God and me, me and God are one. God and We close our practice today with a beautiful offering to our own hearts. And from that light within yourself, a blessing, a well wish, either to yourself, outwards, energetically, vibrationally, to all the people you love, who love you, and the ripples out and out into the whole world. If you know the words, just join in. And if not, enjoy. You can dedicate this song to someone in particular, if you like. If it calls to you. And at the end, we'll close with three Sat Nams together. Sat Nam means your true name, my true name. Stop now.